You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 10:41 on this Monday morning, and that means it's time for the Valley Talk program. And today we have a very special guest as Jeff Torres is joining us today. Jeff, how is your Monday morning going?
Going great, Cameron. How about yourself?
This is Tyler Hergert. I should have mentioned that.
No, I'm sorry.
Nope, that's okay. That's on me there. It's going well for me as well. It is a beautiful day out there, and you're here to talk about a couple of interesting things going on as you're with the USDA Farm Service Agency. Is there any place you'd like to start?
Yes, we'll start with the emergency relief programs. We're issuing payments as we speak on the emergency relief program phase two payments. So producers who qualify for it should be looking out for a statement from USDA that the money is being deposited in their accounts. We also have another program for our livestock growers who are few and far between here in Polk County, but we also have some relief going their way. Overall, the agency issued about $1.75 million in emergency relief programs. And there is one program that's the part payment that's still forthcoming.
Is there any expectation as to when people will be able to receive that?
We're thinking by within the next 2 weeks.
Okay. And how come there are these emergency relief programs?
Because it was determined that COVID was a big part of prices falling for the producers and for the ranchers, and so it's just a little shot of to help them get by.
Yeah, that really really threw a wrench in a lot of people's lives there. So definitely nice that the USDA is going to be helping out everybody that was affected, at least in the agriculture world. Let's talk about the Emergency Livestock Relief Program. What's that all about?
People who received a payment in 2001, that's when the drought monitor is, or West Polk was in drought D2 for 8 consecutive weeks. It opened up a payment for us to help them with a couple of months of additional feed cost. With this new program for the disaster payments, it automatically gave them 1 month of additional payment for their losses.
And it looks like the West Polk ranchers received that payment if they received a 2021 livestock forage program.
That's correct.
And then, go ahead.
I'm sorry. We just released those payments on Friday, so they should be hitting the account sometime this week.
Oh, that's very good to know. And then there's the emergency relief program phase number two. What's the difference between phase two and phase one, and then what is this emergency relief program phase two?
The main difference between phase one and phase two. Phase one, we used 100% of crop insurance records. So if the producer received the crop insurance indemnity payment, application was mailed to them, and we made an additional payment to them. Phase two is all about revenue. If their revenue fell below what their normal year revenue, we paid the difference.
Oh, that's great. Says that there was quite a haul and delivery for the crop disaster assistance payments.
Correct.
And then there's the Conservation Reserve Program. Are those monthly payments, annually payments? What are those?
Those are annual payments that they're issued this time every year. So we're in the process, and within probably this week, we'll start issuing those payments up and probably wrap them up by the end of the month. And they're annual payments that we pay producers for completing their projects and their practices.
And then there are some dates and deadlines that are coming up in November. It looks like November 1st and November 15th are some important dates that people should have their eye out on in the agriculture world.
Correct. November 1st is the Organic Certification Cost Share Program. So if you're trying to go from conventional farming to organic farming, we can help with the state fees on that. And also is on November the 15th is the last day to report your fall seeded crops. And ryegrass is one that comes to mind.
So November 1st, organic certification cost share program application deadline. And then the 15th is report your fall seeded crops to the FSA. And then September 2023, the commodity loan interest rate. Could you briefly explain what that is and then what the number was?
Like the producer wants to come in and put their commodity under loan. It's a little high compared in the past, but right now the commodity loan is 6.375%.
Okay.
And we also have some farm loan program interest rates for direct loans. It's 4.857%. Ownership loans is 5%. Farm ownership, that is joint financing between us and another, say, a conventional lender, is at 3%. Farm ownership loans for new farmers are at 1.50%.
And then there are some farm storage facility loan program interest rates as well, it looks like.
Correct. If we can do a three-year loan for storage or for grain hauling, and that's 4.375%. A five-year term is 4.125%. Seven-year term is 4%. A 10-year term is 3.875%. And a 12-year term is 3.875% too.
We're speaking with Jeff Torres from the USDA Farm Service Agency here on Valley Talk. Jeff, let's talk about farm reconstitution. So what does that mean?
That means if there's a change in ownership or a change of producer, we need to update our records. They come in, and if there's more than one owner on the farm, we're gonna pull that farm apart so the new owner will have its own standalone farm.
Okay.
So when they do this, there's a few different methods that we can use as far as the base, because that's what payments are calculated, is on each piece of ground has their own base. And there's four ways we can distribute the base.
And what are those ways?
One is the default method, which means we pretty much kind of average it out. Two is the DCP method, and that's pretty much what it came in with in the old program, it'll leave with in the new program. Designation of landlord method is the producer comes in and tells us, well, I want to keep a certain percentage of the base.
Mm-hmm.
And then the estate is the division of bases allocated and quota for the parent farm amongst heirs in their estate. That's a fancy word saying that we get all the heirs, and then they have to agree on how it's going to be divided.
And it looks like they're supposed to do that before the beginning of the fiscal year?
Correct. Sometimes, or once we ask them to do that, or as soon as the sale is completed, let us know. We can update our records, and we can make sure the payments are going out correctly.
So you mentioned that there are the differences between the four methods, but how do people know which method that they need to use?
That's a really good question. We just need to do when they come in, then we explain to them what are the different methods, what's the benefits, what's the cons, the pros, and we let them decide.
Is there a way that people are able to contact the USDA? Is there any phone number or website?
Yeah. You can contact us at 218-281-2809, extension number 2, or they can go to farmers.gov.
And then I also see here that it's very important to report banking changes to the Farm Service Agency. What kind of banking changes do people need to report, and what all does that entail?
let's just say if somebody gets their account hacked, because there's a lot of bad people that have to way too much time in their hands, they have to close their business account and open a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since October is a month that we make a lot of payments, you know, bring your new account, checking account information or savings account information into the office where we can update our records to make sure that payment goes to the right account.
Mm-hmm. It looks like it says for some programs, the payments, it takes a little bit of time for those to hit, so sometimes it doesn't hit right away.
It takes up to 10 days to hit. But normally the turnaround's between 3 and 4 days.
And how quickly do you need to notify the FSA when you know, like, you know, for example, you mentioned, you know, your account gets hacked. How quickly do you need to notify?
Like if it's in October, as soon as possible. Normally, it's when you change it, you can just let us know. General rule of thumb, because it depends. I'm not too sure. It depends on a lot of factors, like the month of the year. If there's any programs that are available that month, and if we're issuing payments, because we're constantly issuing payments every year. I mean, every month.
Mm-hmm.
So we would like to see that as soon as possible.
Jeff Torres from the USDA Farm Service Agency here on this Valley Talk on this Monday morning. Jeff, let's recap some of the things that we've talked about so far. You mentioned that right at the top, you talked about the emergency relief programs that are going on. And this is, you know, following, you know, mainly what happened with COVID in 2020 and 2021 and 2022. But do you just want to recap what those emergency relief programs are doing?
Right now, we're these payments is to help the farmer and rancher recoup some of the losses they had in those 3 years. These were all revenue-driven programs, so we used a lot of the producers' income tax information and data to quantify the program or the amount that we were paying them.
And then the Emergency Livestock Relief Program was dealing more with the drought and wildfire emergency relief from 2021 and 2022. Do you want to expand on that just a little bit?
What this program Congress decided to do was, since it was a pretty bad drought year in between 21 to 20 to 22, they decided to issue an additional month, additional feed cost to the producer.
And then a couple of very important dates coming up in November for people in agriculture. What are those dates and why are they significant?
November 1st is the deadline to apply for the organic certification cost share program. And just like the program says, the cost share, so we help with the fees when you're applying for that licenses for the state of Minnesota. November 15th is the deadline to report your fall planted crops. And in order to participate in most of our programs, you need to certify 100% of what's being grown out there.
And any questions people might have, they can go to where for that?
Farmers.gov or call the office at 218-281-2809, extension 2.
Well, Jeff, thank you very much for joining us on this Valley Talk, and we hope you have a great rest of the week.
You too. Thank you.
And so that was Jeff Torres on this Valley Talk here on this Monday morning, and now it's time to join the Minnesota News Network.